again there, folks. So Tony Blair was back in the news recently, complaining about the woke left, which I thought was quite interesting when you consider Tony Blair, but we'll get into that. And the reason he was complaining about the woke left was because that he blames the woke agenda being associated with the Labour Party for Labour Party being smashed at the polls, like, yet again. And because all of the as he called it, the woke agenda, that's all associated with the Labour Party, whereas the Conservatives will just sort of let it all happen but and not say much about it. The Labour Party actively endorse it. So all of this stuff, this what people think of as being like this bullying, kind of retarded, anti-white, horrible, censorious pile of garbage, all of this gets lumped in with the Labour Party, and it's destroying them at the polls. So Tony Blair recognises this, and he doesn't like it. And he was arguing that the way to power is what he did, is to be a moderate and a centrist, or he would describe himself as a centre-leftist, which I've always thought is quite amusing when you think about like what Tony Blair's actually done in his career. And I'm a bit of a fan of the Warhammer universe now, and I'm about five books into the Horus Heresy. And I was watching a video by Arch, who's a specialist on the subject. On the subject of the Warhammer fans in the audience, will know this: the person called Lorgar, and in that universe, Lorgar is more of a mystic and more religious orientated than he is like the other Primarchs, obsessed with violence and battles and things like that. He's, as he would say, just a poet and a scholar. But he has the weird thing about Lorgar, which Arch really does brilliant in his video, and it's that when you look at everything that goes wrong for humanity, and it really does in the Warhammer universe, it always seems to go back to Lorgar in some way. And he has the real issue. He doesn't actually acknowledge that he's ever done anything wrong. It's just something that's happened. And he is, at the end of the day, just a scholar, just a writer, just a man of letters. And it's the same with Tony Blair. Tony Blair claims to be a moderate leftist, centre-leftist, but all you need to do is go back and look through his greatest hits and think, like, that's quite the body count for somebody who's just, I'm just an average guy, sane, centre-leftist. But, I mean, if you take, for example, the war in Iraq, a million people took to the streets, mainly on the left as well, to say that they did not want a war in Iraq. And Tony Blair obviously did. And Tony Blair went ahead and did it anyway, in the face of a million or more people on the streets of London protesting against it. And then what's more is that the reason for Blair going into Iraq in the first place, which was weapons of mass destruction, turned out to be a complete fabrication, a complete pack of lies, and Tony Blair was held to account for it. And when he was held to account for it, he said that, well, yeah, there were mistakes made, and he prays and he offers an apology, and he thinks it's like so many awful things happened, but in the end, he would do it all over again because all he tried to do was liberate the good people of Iraq from a tyrant. I mean, whether or not they actually want to be liberated, whether they showed any interest in being liberated, it seems to me very dubious. It seems to me they weren't doing that bad under Saddam Hussein. But what we do know is that after Saddam Hussein, the sands of Iraq ran red with blood for years and years as the whole society collapsed into religious and ethnic conflict and terrorism, and people were being tortured, and it was an absolute disgrace. But still, despite that, Tony Blair claims he was just trying to do what was right. It was a humanitarian mission to save people from a tyranny. And at the end of the day, we couldn't see that happening. We couldn't see that the Iraq would collapse into a bloodbath. We couldn't see there'd be slaughter on the streets because nobody told us, or we didn't have the information, which, again, I find very, very hard to believe. He was the Prime Minister of Britain. Was nobody feeding him this information? In fact, we know that they were, because we know that the hard left, the old socialist Galloway type left, was telling them exactly what would happen, and they went away and did it anyway. And then, years after the fact, Tony Blair will turn around and say, I was just doing what was right. It was the right liberal humanitarian thing to do. And meanwhile, you know, back in the Warhammer universe, you have this scene where Solorgar is the one who introduces chaos into the legions of the Emperor, which eventually results in them rebelling against the Emperor and warring upon him, which turns into this huge civil war. And this really culminates in what's known as the Drop Site Massacre, when the Emperor loyalists arrive on a planet to confront the traitors, and then they're going to be backed up by one of the legions, which is Logos. And the funny thing about it is they all turn their weapons on the backs of their brothers and betray the loyalists and wipe them out by the tens of thousands. And as the bodies stack up on the battlefield, and as the black sand of the planet runs red with a river of blood of these betrayed loyalist soldiers, Logar looks all down upon it, and he looks down and there's tears in his eyes, and he says, this isn't what I wanted. This, I never wanted this. Even though everything that's happened so far was by his design. All of the pieces of the puzzle, all of the conspiracy was something that which he is not directly responsible for. And this is another thing which I find interesting. They always have this plausible deniability. Tony Blair's views on multiculturalism and immigration just leave you gobsmacked. Because according to, there's logic behind it. So Tony Blair is really blamed for transforming Britain into formalizing it into a multicultural society against the will of the people, which they knew was against the will of the people, which is why they kept it secret and having search parties running around the world to try and find immigrants to bring into Britain. And yet Tony Blair's rationalization of this is to say that, well, the more people who want to move to a country, the more it stays about that country. In other words, if the whole world wants to move to your country, then that means that you have a great country. That means that your country is highly attractive to everybody on the world. And so what we need is to have as many people coming to that country as possible, because that logically, according to this rationale, this means that the country would be better for it. Well, so then Tony Blair, they sent out search parties to bring all of these people in so that Britain could have this image of being a better country, of being a place where people wanted to be in. Whether or not anybody was ever asked about this, they weren't, makes it all seem quite preposterous. But the logic is still there that we were trying to do the right thing. And they carried on that line even when it was leaked in documents that people said, well, actually, the real plan here, as the Daily Mail reported, was to rub the right's nose in diversity and render their arguments out of date and redundant. And after it all, the logic then of Tony Blair is to say, well, this is just what a good country does. This is what a good, if all of these people want to come to your country, then that's what makes this country great. So then you get our liberal values, which he just created, which informed him on his whole worldview. The Horus Heresy starts because the Emperor's mission to cleanse the galaxy of religion and aliens ends up with his own legions becoming infected with an actual religion, and then turning back against the Emperor. And that's because of Logar. But this has another effect, and it's that the normal people, not super soldiers, Astartes, but normal people like us, get trampled in the carnage, just like ants, and they begin to get fearful and terrified in this galaxy in flames, if you like. And what this leads them to understand is that the only thing in the galaxy that can protect them is the Emperor. And this is how eventually the Emperor of Warhammer becomes a God Emperor, despite the fact that the whole purpose of his crusade was to purge religion from the galaxy. he ends up becoming a god emperor as a reaction to the hell which has been unleashed by Lorgar's skullduggery. And how this becomes really codified is by a sort of the discovery of a religious Bible, if you like, which actually explains in great detail why the emperor is a god. And this is what the people find. This is what the common people find, and it becomes their new religion, with him, with the emperor, the god emperor, at its head. And that book, that book, it turns out, was also written by Lorgar. So he has, on the one hand, created the thesis and the antithesis. He's created the problem and the solution to the galaxy, which ends up tailspinning humanity into a new dark age. Meanwhile, back in, you've got Tony Blair talking about woke politics, and yet it was Tony Blair who institutionalized political correctness in this country. It was Tony Blair who offered incentives through self-interest to every bureaucrat and every civil service, where they all knew exactly what the doctrines to be obeyed were, exactly what who the special interest groups were, exactly which reports of criminality, rape and horror were going to be sort of brushed under the carpet and never really spoken about. They all knew exactly who the special groups were to protect in the law courts. They all knew exactly who should get the right benefits and who should not. And all of this institutionalized political correctness came via Tony Blair. And now he sits there and talks about how the woke left, oh, it's out of control, it's gone mad. He never wanted this. He never wanted this. He's just a centre moderate. He's just a left progressive centrist. That's all he is. The hate speech laws, originally the hate speech laws in the mosques, they were brought because of hate preachers in the mosques. Now they're turned straight back around on the main population and censor everybody against his agenda. So at the time, people were thinking, well, it's great these laws are coming in because we've got all these extreme religious fanatics coming in because of Blair. Coming in because of Blair's invade the world, invite the world doctrines. So then when people begin to complain later on, you find, oh, those very hate speech laws that you thought were there to protect these people coming in who didn't like you because of Blair, all of a sudden they're being used to censor you. You can't speak out about this agenda now, but at the end of the day, he's just a moderate. He's just a centrist. Tony Blair right now is spearheading the Great Reset and the vaccine passports and COVID and all of that agenda. And he doesn't have to do this. It's what fascinates me. He doesn't have to do it. He's a man in his 60s. It's one thing to say, you know, he's like, what, 42 when he really got power and all of this. And he was sort of bought and paid for by the financial interests, you know, and the globalists behind the scenes or the neocons or whoever you want. Even if you accept that, he doesn't have to be doing this now in his 60s. He could be sitting on in a cottage somewhere. He's a multimillionaire. He could just be doing oil paintings in the countryside somewhere and enjoying his sort of later years. But no, he's on the front lines in the TV studios spearheading the latest power grab by the globalist establishment. But remember, all of this, and he's just a moderate. He's just a moderate leftist. And his justifications are always humanitarian, always according to a set of principles based around liberalism. He always has plausible deniability, even if it comes across as absolutely ridiculous and an obvious lie. And this is why Tony Blair reminds me of the most evil and destructive person in all of Warhammer 40k lore. And that's really saying something. What they both have in common is a way to abstract themselves from what their actions have resulted in, to inflict pain and misery and suffering upon millions of people and still think, genuinely believe, that you were just doing what was right, that you aren't a sociopath at all, but just a moderate dealing with the cards that were dealt out by the events of the day. Like Lorgar looking at the dead bodies of the betrayed, Tony Blair looked on the blood-soaked sands of Iraq or the shattered lives of working-class English girls, and bleary-eyed and full of emotion, he can say with all seriousness, I never wanted this. Yet every action and every choice he made brought these miseries about. Nothing could stand in the way of his war. A million people took to the streets of London against his wars and riots. And nationalist parties popped up against his immigration program, which he knew was social engineering, justified on his weird assumptions. That nobody believes, and him least of all. Nobody believes that Tony Blair actually cares about woke politics. That's a dumb pile of bullshit that scapegoat Europeans rather than the people who actually rule, while also breaking down identities and consumer products. Tony Blair's fine with all of that. What he can't stand is that his political camp is pushed further from the levers of power because it, in the end, for Blair, power is all that matters. But don't forget, he's just a moderate. He's just a centre-leftist. And he is, in the same way Lorcar is just a poet and a scholar, even when he sent humanity into a dark age. I'll catch you later, folks.